Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher, and now I spend my time sharing tips, strategies, and activity ideas to make easy EdTech integration a possibility in your classroom. You may be familiar with my books, like Tasks Before Apps, or my blog, ClassTechTips.com. Whether we've met at a conference or special event, you've followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or simply joining in for the first time today, I'm so glad you're here. Each week I share popular content from my blog, sometimes reading a blog post aloud and adding a few extra things, and other times taking a new spin on a topic that I love and know you will love too, trying my best to bring the content to life for you, all in audio format. In this bite-sized podcast, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to resources, and any of the free downloads I mention. I have some big announcements coming up over the next few months, especially towards the end of September. So make sure you are on my newsletter list by heading to classtechtips.com/signup. When you sign up for the newsletter, you'll instantly get access to my free EdTech guides with lots of tips I know you'll love. This week's podcast is titled Tech Tips for Your Next Read Aloud. Although we sometimes think of read-alouds as something for the elementary crowd, read-alouds can serve a purpose across grade levels and different subject areas. If you are looking for more reading resources, episode 11 of the Easy EdTech podcast, Creating Online Spaces for Book Clubs, and episode 7, Read-Aloud Videos and Teacher Guides, might be worth checking out too. Reading aloud to children is an essential part of the school day. Experiencing stories as a whole class or in small group can help students learn essential reading skills. The same goes for reading short passages or current events articles aloud to a group. Educators who read aloud to children understand the importance of modeling their thinking. They value providing opportunities to talk about books or reading materials and encouraging students to respond to reading with their own thoughts and opinions. As schools increase the amount of technology available to teachers, educators are presented with unique opportunities to incorporate tech tools into their instruction. When teachers thoughtfully integrate technology, they make clear connections to learning objectives. Technology can enhance learning experiences by increasing the frequency and quality of interaction with a text. In this podcast, you'll hear a handful of tips for integrating tech tools into your next read aloud. Some of these were featured in an article that I wrote for Edutopia that I've updated for this podcast. You can find a link to that original article at classtechtips.com/podcast with the show notes for today. And of course, Edutopia is another fantastic resource for all things education, including education technology. Now let's jump in to these tech-friendly tips for read-alouds. Tech read-aloud tip number one is to beam in a guest reader. With free video conferencing technology like Google Hangouts, Google Meet, and Skype, it's easy to bring a parent, librarian, or author to your classroom. These virtual visitors can read a book to your students. They could hold up each page up to the screen as they bring the story to life. Beaming in a guest reader is a great option to energize your read-aloud time and get students excited about a special reading event. Who might make a great candidate for a guest reader? A high school drama student from another building in your district. A local representative from city council who can't make the trip to your school. Be creative in your choices and ask that person if it's okay to record their video read-aloud or add time for students to ask them questions to talk about the book. It's a wonderful way to build community around reading, too. The second tip on the list is to use the big screen. Making sure that all students in your class can see the words and illustrations on each page of a read aloud can be a challenge for teachers in rooms of any size. We're often used to leading a read aloud with students sitting on a rug and the teacher sitting at the front of the classroom. If your classroom has a projector and a document camera, hold your read aloud book so students can see it on the big screen. This will make it easy for all students to follow along with the text and illustrations on the page. If you don't have a document camera, one of my favorite hacks is to turn an iPad into a document camera. I've used this tip when working with teachers leading professional development. Not that long ago, I did the same thing with a school in North Carolina, and it ended up leading into a conversation on using technology during instruction, even though I was talking about kind of a separate topic, not just reading aloud with technology. All you have to do is connect your iPad or any tablet to the projector screen. Then prop it up between two piles of books so you can slip the book you're reading with students underneath. You want to make sure it's in view of the camera and that the camera isn't blocked by the way you place the iPad on top of two piles of books. One school that I work with in New York for the past few years even had students design and 3D print iPad stands that accomplished this very goal. They were doing it for stop motion animation, but you can also use it as a way to project on a screen anything that's underneath the iPad stand. Tech Read Aloud tip number 3 is to set up an online exit slip. After students have listened to a read aloud, they can respond to comprehension questions or share their opinion through an exit slip on their tablet. Students might submit their answers on Socrative, a great free BYOD-friendly tool that works on any web-enabled device, or post their responses in a forum that you're already using, like iTunes or Schoology. Alternatively, students might post their exit slip in a space like Google Classroom by responding to a question on a discussion thread. So far, these tech-friendly tips have included beam in a guest reader, use the big screen, and set up an online exit slip. Let's keep going. Number 4 is try a digital text. Another way to make use of the big screen in your classroom is to introduce a digital text. Whether you've downloaded a book to your iPad or found a text hosted on a website, you can project this digital text on the big screen for students to follow along with the animations as you read. Many digital texts let users tap on specific words to hear them read aloud. Others include background music to set the mood for the reader. There are many free ebook libraries like Epic and Reading IQ that have great digital books. If you're using iPads with students, I was an early fan of Ocean House Media's library of iPad apps, including popular series like Berenstain Bears and Dr. Seuss books like The Lorax. Tech-friendly tip number 5 is sketch a read aloud picture. A response to reading can take many forms. Instead of being asked to write in response to reading, children can certainly answer a prompt or reflect on a book through illustrations. Adobe Sketch and Drawing with Carl are two great iPad apps that give students access to art tools on their tablets. You might ask them to bring the tablets to the rug if you're leading a read aloud in that format. Then students can sketch a response to a question that you pose. Students can show their drawings to a neighbor or pass their devices in a circle to share with classmates. Depending on the group of students that you're working with, you might present this as more of a sketchnoting type of activity where kids are using icons and symbols to represent specific information as part of a listening comprehension activity that you do with children. So really up to you how you would scale this for different groups of students. You might also have students use paper, pencil, and markers, then snap a picture of their illustration and post it on an online space like Seesaw. Then they can record their voice to talk about their illustration and how it connects to their book. You could do the same thing where students hold up an illustration that they've drawn using a tool like Flipgrid and then pointing to the different parts of their illustration. So you know me, if you followed along for some time, that I like to use the phrase tasks before apps. It's really not about the tool as much as what you're doing with it. So that's why you hear me mention a few different options for each of these ideas, because you can tailor it to the tools you already use that students understand how to navigate. It really comes back to the strategy in this case. Number 6 on the list of our tips is to record a response. Many laptops and tablets also come equipped with a built-in camera. Easy access to a camera can provide a new opportunity for students to respond to what they've read. They can use the camera to record a short response to the book, or use an app like ChatterPix Kids to create a 30-second clip about their favorite part. These shareable creations might become part of a digital reading journal or something that is uploaded to a class blog. Of course, you might already have a tool in your tool belt that helps accomplish this goal. Flipgrid is a perfect example. I've already mentioned it in this podcast. If you use Flipgrid in other ways during the school day, try having it become part of a reading routine too. I'll make sure to link to all of these resources on the show notes for this episode, which you can find at classtechtips.com/podcast. Last but not least, on our tech read aloud tips, is to get social. In a blog post for Edutopia a few years ago, I shared how teachers can tweet the read aloud. If you don't have a class Twitter account, don't worry. You can still ask students to respond to reading in a similar fashion. Provide students with a prompt like, in 280 characters or less, tell one thing that surprised you in this book. Or snap a picture and then write a caption for a mock Instagram account showing your reaction to the ending of the book. You could scale an activity like this in many different directions. You might have students create a Spark post, like an Instagram scene from a story that they've read, or summarize the key point in an article that they've read and make an image that goes along with it. When we talk about this idea of getting social, it might be modeling something that students typically would do in a social space outside of the classroom and leveraging their interest and excitement about that platform into an opportunity for them to talk about their reading. Or your goals might be around helping students as lifelong creators or visual communicators, and you tie it into this reading activity and the response that you're looking for from students. Of course, having an idea in mind, not just for your prompt, but what you're looking for, the success criteria that'll help you know for sure that students understand something or where you need to intervene, is absolutely going to be important throughout these, including our Get Social. You'll create an opportunity for students to connect their classwork to popular real-world platforms with this tip. And of course, if Twitter seems old school or not something that your kids might connect to, you could make more of an Instagram connection or talk about short videos that they might use on other platforms to really take this to the next level. So let's make this EdTech easy. First, review your upcoming reading goals for students. Then, choose a strategy that can help address these goals. Next, plan around logistics, like the type of device and resources you'll need. And finally, after the lesson, reflect on the experience and anything you would change or update for your next go-around. I love bringing you free resources like this podcast to energize and elevate teaching and learning. Can you do me a favor? If you like the podcast, leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, Luminary, wherever you're listening to this. Tell a friend about the podcast or post a link to the episode on your social media. I love seeing so many folks in the EdTech community sharing episodes that resonate with them and seeing your mentions as I scroll through my Twitter feed or seeing any tags that pop up on Instagram. Of course, if you'd like to stay connected, just follow at Class Tech Tips on your favorite social platform. I visit schools and conferences all over the world and love sharing snaps from my travels and ideas along the way. And of course, if your organization is in need of professional learning, just send a message my way. See you next week with more easy EdTech tips.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech podcast wherever you're listening.